This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Don't delay an inheritance distribution, otherwise it's just going to get more complicated. When the deceased passes away, give it some time, you know, everybody's calm and everything, and then try to sort it out as soon as possible. Right? Try to sort it out as soon as possible. Now, there are two stages to this. One is you'll have to sit down, determine all the assets, and when a person dies, their clothing, everything is part of the assets, right? Everything that belonged to them, the cash, the properties, the whatever they have inside the house, everything is up to be divided. So the first stage is you get together and then you determine who gets what. You know, you figure out what shares, a percentage everybody needs to receive, and then you decide that, okay, this is 1/6 for you, and this is for you, and this is for you, all of that. Then there's the distribution, so then you actually divide everything up, right? There's a whole procedure to that. If you cannot divide it, let's just say the mother's still staying in the house and you're going to allow her to stay in the house, right? That's fine. But at least sit down together and determine what each person's share is and of what. Let's just say that there's someone, you've got cash and you've got the property. And there's some people, they say, look, I'd rather keep the property, I don't want the cash. And some say, we want the cash. You can negotiate. The brothers and sisters, the inheritors who say they want the cash, they can take the cash, and then you're left with the house. Now you can let your mother stay in there or whatever the case is, that's fine. But at least it's all negotiated and done. I give you an example. Somebody passed away and he left behind several pieces of land and property in India. Right? Now, after the death, two of the brothers, or one of the brothers, said that we will manage this and we'll pay you out. That's what they said. We'll manage this and we'll pay you out. The sisters, that we'll pay you out. So they said, that's fine. But they never came back to them and they never said anything. They did not tell them what the value of the assets were. They did not give them any money. Nothing. After, I don't know, 10 years or whatever, they are giving a certain amount of money to each one of the others, right? The sisters and so on. What's going on? What they did was, the value of the land at the father's death, they kept that same value. They're only telling everybody what the value is now, and then they're trying to pay everybody according to that, even though that those assets have now increased by 5 to 10 times. So they're paying after 10 years and they're still giving them the price of 10 years ago, whereas there was no negotiation or determination of that time as to what it was and what exactly was going to happen. The sisters, they just assumed that they will figure it all out, let them know, and then they'll tell them. That was the idea. So that's why they all gave the money back and they said, no, we want it according to today's price, because it was left like that. That's why it's not worth doing that. Sit down, determine the value of it by everybody's agreement, get a surveyor if you want to, otherwise just do a valuation at home. Then, if you want to keep it like that for everybody, that's fine. It's everybody's. If you don't and two or one person wants to buy everybody out, then they can negotiate that then and there and say, okay, I purchase all of those lands from you at this price. That's the agreement. But I'm going to pay you in, you know, so many years. If they agree, that's fine. Then you fix the price. Now you can pay. Now, if you paid them after 10 years, you only have to pay them for that price. There's no interest in Islam, right? And you've agreed. And it's up to them if they want to give you that facility to pay later. If they don't, they say, no, we want the money in 2 years, or we want the money in 1 year, or we want money in 5 years, they can do that. But even then, it's fixed. If you didn't do that, and you just said, I'd like to buy it, but you didn't tell them how much you're going to buy it for, how much it's worth, then it was just an offer and there was no proper acceptance, no proper agreement, because there's ignorance and unawareness and ambiguity in what you exactly agreed upon. So that's why it will remain everybody's ownership until you actually sit down and decide among everybody. For example, let's say person passed away and he had a business in which some of his sons were working and others were not, right? Some of his family members were working and others were not. And they did not bother talking about it, they thought, oh, it's ours or whatever. Now, you see, everybody's going to have a different idea in their mind. Those who are working in the business, they think that they should now own more of this business because they're the ones who are continuous, and maybe they've even improved the business and so on, right? Now, after 10 years, they decide, okay, let's do something, you know, give us our share, give us our share. So now they want to give them the share of the value of the business as it was when the father died. You can't do that anymore because there was no negotiation and agreement done at that time. They just carried on. So while they can take a salary or whatever the case is, but the business now, with its increase, belongs to everybody because it was their assets and they continued to be shareholders in that. Now, had they agreed straight away that, look, the business is this much, and if you guys don't want to be part of it, we'll buy you out. So they agree on a sum, whether they paid their money or not, at least they've agreed, they finalized the sale, they can chase them for the money, then in that case, it becomes fixed and that is what they will set it to them for. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And if you're finding this useful, you know, as they say, do that like button and subscribe button and forward it on to others. Jazakallah khair and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.